Mark McDaniel is the head basketball coach for the North Andrew girls basketball team. North Andrew just did get their season open last night. Now they get into a little bit more of a regular schedule coming up next week and then the week after when they start going two games per week. But North Andrew started last night with West Platte. And of course, you know, because of the situation, I think, that North Andrew was in and the fact that, you know, you're going to play girls, boys on the same night and whatnot, Coach. It's understandable why it was this particular year that the game was so late, but as a season opener. But man, I would think that if there was one team that was chomping at the bit to get some competitive play against another team, it had to be the North Andrew girls.
Yeah, we were needing that quite a bit. We see a lot of teams that they're in their second, third game already, and we haven't hit the floor and we practiced for a long time, which is a positive in that regard, but we needed to see other competition. It hurt us a little bit last night, I think. That team, it was their third game and our first, and I think nerves in the first half got us. We were a little tight and didn't play a good first half.
Right, and then West Platte ends up winning an overtime game and ends up winning by a point. And I guess, you know, you look at the box score, I guess, you just look at what happened in the fourth quarter, because you must have really closed nicely. And I don't know how early in the quarter you did it, but you made up a ton of points.
We went on, I believe, a 17-point run there to start the fourth to get it back tied. We were down 17 and made a big run, put some pressure on them, got some confidence, got shots start falling, and really played some good basketball late in that ball game.
Okay, so you had... So it wasn't as if you used up the whole quarter to get back in the game, that you got that thing relatively close to even with still a handful of minutes left?
Yeah, we had a little time on the clock. We had a couple of possessions to go ahead on some free throws even and missed a couple free throws, a couple opportunities. They ended up hitting a couple free throws and got a steal and a layup, I believe, and at the end we was able to hit a three tie it.
And then I assume the overtime is just a 50-50 deal?
Yeah, we got out ahead, actually. We hit a shot on a layup, and then we got a free throw down out of one out of two, got up three, and then made a couple turnovers that really killed us at the end. We should have probably closed it out and was not able to do that.
Okay, when you said that you felt that you were a little nervous at the start of the game, did that mean that you were hesitant or overthinking, or in what capacity?
Well, I'll tell you, our intensity wasn't there in the first half, I don't think. I think that we were playing a little timid and not taking it to them the way that we're capable of, and kind of back on our heels a little bit, and they were taking it to us. And then we finally got a couple plays and got some confidence, and we start playing the way that I think we're capable of in the second half. And hopefully, if we could put four quarters like that together, I think we'll be a good ball club.
And then what was kind of your opinion of the competitive level of West Platte?
West Platte, you know, they're solid. They got one player, I can't remember name, number 25, but she really was on fire all night. That we tried to talk about before the game, knew that, knew where she's at. She buried four threes on us. She finally fouled out, which wasn't a bad thing. But the other players really stepped up and hit shots also, which I wasn't expecting. So they shot it really well. And that surprised me to some degree. But they're a good ball club.
Okay, you've got a stretch of games now, or you've got to at least, well, a couple games that'll be next week. And for that matter, some in the early part of the schedule, that if they're going to do anything, it'll be a good barometer. Now, a couple of those are conference games, so those will carry, I guess, a little bit more weight than maybe the others. But, you know, Gallatin next Tuesday, East Atchison, it looks like Friday. Both are ascending program or ascending teams with players back. I don't know about as much with East Atchison, but I know that they've got a lot of promise with that group.
Yeah, I think they're both teams that are getting better and headed the right direction. My understanding, we haven't played Gallatin. I've seen them a little bit. Talented ball club, pressure you. We got to be ready for that. I think those games will do nothing but make us better. I think our schedule is a little bit better on our side this year, and we may not, you know, we may come up with a few more losses, but my hope is when we get to conference games and get to district games, we're going to be better because of that.
Okay, that's Mark McDaniel. He's the head basketball coach of the North Andrew girls.